It was a plaintive cry for help, impossible to ignore. My husband and I were looking at a house in the country. On the porch was a thin orange tabby cat who proceeded to follow us around the yard. When we went inside, he got on his hind legs and peered inside the screen door. If you know anything about cats, it's that they dislike showing any weakness. Not that far removed from their wild ancestors, it's no doubt a survival mechanism. But intelligent animals know when to ask for help, and this one was persistent. After several medical appointments, Barney has become a treasured member of the family, and he was a reminder that there are times that you shouldn't try to tough it out on your own. After my sister passed away suddenly several years ago, I had to rely on friends, family, and grief counseling to help me cope. Recent political developments have left many of us anxious, depressed, or both. I was brought up in an era where you kept troubles to yourself. Isolation only aggravates problems. Thankfully, it's now more acceptable to seek help. If national events leave you feeling hopeless, lean on others. In the Kipling short story, even the cat that walked by himself found guaranteed food and warmth hard to resist. Sometimes, indeed, it's wiser to walk hand in hand than by yourself. I'm Lori Drummond-Chernichan, and that's my perspective.